water the sheep and feed them. I want to talk to you about taking care of what the Lord has entrusted you with. In the book of Genesis chapter 29, we see Yaakov, Jacob, meet Rachel, Rachel his wife. As Jacob travels into the region, he stops off at a watering well. And in verse 7, the Bible says, "Then he said," that is Jacob said, "Look, it is still high day. It is not time for the cattle to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go and feed them." To me, this paints a similar picture to what Jesus said to the disciple Peter after Jesus' resurrection. In John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17, "So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' He said to him again a second time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said," that is Jesus, "'Tend my sheep.'" Verse 17, "He said to him the third time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my sheep.'" You see, the Lord has entrusted us to water and feed the people that we are around. Water, in the scriptures, signifies the Holy Spirit. Jesus on the cross, when he died, the spear was thrust into him and outpoured blood, signifying cleansing, the remission of sins, and water, the Holy Spirit. It is our responsibility as believers in Jesus Christ to be watering and feeding the people around us. That includes our wives, our spouses, our husbands, our children, our co-workers, pretty much everybody we come in contact. It is our responsibility to feed them. Jesus says in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 4, "It is written, 'But man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.'" Not only do we need physical food, but we need spiritual food. What's the spiritual food? It's the word of God. The people that we are around, they're going to get fed. They're going to get fed with either the truth of God, or they're going to be fed lies from the enemy. But either way, they will be fed. Wouldn't you want them to be fed the truth from God's word? Later on in Genesis chapter 29, we see Yaakov marry both Leah and Rachel. Sticking with the theme of marriage and watering the sheep, let's hear what the Apostle Paul writes in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word." Water the sheep. How do you do that? You sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the word of God. You open up the scriptures together. You attend Bible study together. You pray together. You fellowship together. You worship together. All of these ways are washing her and cleansing her. Our children are another responsibility. The book of Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Not only do our children need physical food, they need spiritual food. They need guidance. They need to be chewing on the word of God. That way, if difficult times come their way later on in life, they will have a strong foundation. Their foundation will have been built on the rock, that is of Jesus Christ. You must, I must, we must water the sheep and feed them. The Lord has given us a huge responsibility, and it is time that we walk into this anointing. Please repeat after me as we pray together. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I desire to water the sheep and go and feed them, whether it's a co-worker, a sibling, a spouse, a child, a parent, or a cashier in a supermarket. Let me feed them the truths of your love found in your scriptures. Release the Holy Spirit through me in order to accomplish the ministries you have placed before me. I cry out to you. I need your help. Forgive me for not taking serious the responsibilities you have placed upon me. Thank you for new beginnings. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.